In Acts chapter 16 and in verse 25, we read these words, "And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." I want us to think about faith at midnight today. To many people, midnight is that time of day where little or nothing should be taking place. We also know that it signifies a passing into a new day, and we might say a new era for that matter. This week, many people will stay awake when it comes to Thursday and into the midnight hour as they seek to watch the new year of 2021 coming in. Now, when we look at Scripture, there are a few occasions where we discover the Bible referencing the hours of nighttime and specifically speaking midnight itself. And it reminds us of some interesting truths that we should think about today on this podcast. I think one of the most significant and well-known examples of midnight in Scripture takes us all the way back to the Old Testament and to Exodus chapter 11 and verse 4 and verse 5. There, Moses, he says these words, "Thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go into the midst of Egypt." Now, if you know your Bible relatively well, you will recall and remember that those words which were spoken by Moses as he relays and he conveys the word of God was the occasion which featured the 10 plagues which came upon Egypt itself. And remember that these were accumulating, these were reminders, these were judgments and indicators of God's wrath upon Pharaoh and upon the Egyptians. And that cry was always there, "Let my people go." But Pharaoh continues to harden his heart and he doesn't let them go. And the final plague is going to be the death of the firstborn in Egypt. And the Bible says that it would be at midnight, this is the word of the Lord, which came to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians, the Lord would pass by. It would be therefore a time of death, a time of judgment. It would be a sober time. This was the midnight hour. In Job chapter 34 and verse 20, Elihu spoke of people who were being troubled at midnight and passing away. And obviously for him in his message, there was a reference to, again, this time of day, this time of night, where the Lord sees fit to display some of his providential dealings in mankind. We also read of the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins in Matthew 25 and in verse 6. And what do we find? At midnight in that parable, the cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." And so again, the mind was drawn there to a time of arrival, a time of appointment, when something most important was about to take place. But I want us to think about another occasion in Scripture where midnight features in the Word of God. As I said there at the beginning, it brings us to Acts chapter 16. And for most of us, as we read Acts chapter 16, we think especially of the conversion of Lydia and the Lord opening up her heart. We think also of the Philippian jailer, the keeper of the prison, and how the Lord dealt with him in that spectacular fashion. And that's exactly and precisely where our minds are turning to on this devotional for today. In the words of verse 25, "At midnight Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them." I want us to think today about faith, and the faith of the Christian, which is found at midnight. Maybe we might use midnight as some sort of comparison or analogy to whatever trouble or difficulty that we are going through or experiencing. It's a quiet time. It's maybe for some people a lonely time. And here we find a very difficult time for Paul and Silas, but we find them here at midnight, and we find, more importantly, their faith on show and displayed. First of all, let's think about how the faith was on show despite the pain and the affliction. We might ask the question, what were Paul and Silas doing awake when it came to midnight? Were they not better being asleep and getting a rest, which was most needed? In verse 27, it says the keeper of the prison awakening out of his sleep. This man should have been awake, but actually he was found sleeping in this particular hour. And while prisoners, some would have been awake, we assume others would have been sleeping. But here we find Paul and Silas, they're not sleeping. It's the midnight hour, and they're very much awake. But what are the reasons why? Now, we can only speculate so far, but I think it's very good reasoning to suggest that they were awake because of their affliction and the suffering which they had. If you think back a few verses, that they were treated in a most terrible fashion, where the multitude rose up together against them, the magistrates tore off their clothes, and they were commanded to beat Paul and Silas. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging this jailer to keep them safely. So here they were, they had been beaten, and they had been savagely treated. They had many lashes and stripes upon their backs. They were therefore with open wounds that were bleeding, bruises, whatever other affliction had come their way, and whatever internal distress there was. It's no wonder that these poor men were still awake. We've all been in that situation where bodily agony and suffering has prevented us from being able to have a sound sleep. We can often take a good night's rest for granted. And so it's not a surprise to see Paul and Silas unable to sleep because of discomfort. And then think of the environment of the prison cell they were cast into, with all of their wounds and their suffering. And it's no surprise to see them up at this time. They were awake because of their affliction. Maybe you're kept awake because of affliction. Maybe you find it hard to rest because of some suffering or trial that you're going through. But does that mean that your faith is abandoned? Does that mean that your faith then is to be cast to one side? Here we have Paul and Silas, and we see them at midnight with all of their suffering and affliction. But they're awake, and they're awake not just because they're afflicted, but they're awake because they're doing something in the midst of their affliction. And so here we see then, secondly, their faith displayed through prayer and praise. Sometimes, believer, we have this mindset that it's only suitable to pray when it's convenient to pray. It's only convenient to pray when it's easy to pray. And yet here we find men that were physically in agony, and their circumstances were most difficult for them, but they were praying at all times, in all seasons. They were in physical chains. They couldn't move from their place. They were in prison. They were watched. They were persecuted. They had none of their comforts, which maybe previously they had experienced, or compared to what we have, none of these things. But they are not discouraged from praying. All the more reason to cry unto God. And so, likewise, one thing that will never be kept from us is prayer. Even if physically we are chained, we can never be kept from the throne of grace. None can touch us in that place. But also there was praise. The Christian faith is often on display when this testimony is set forth, that in the midst of trial and trouble, the Christian is able to sing the songs of Zion and to praise the name of our Most God. We are enabled to praise God because of whom we are in Christ and what we are in Christ and all that our Saviour is unto us. Whom were they praising? They sang praises unto God. This was not some folk song or some song to soothe their sorrows in society. This was worship unto God. These were songs of praise unto the Most High. And they would not be silent, even though they were imprisoned. And then here was faith that was discovered and known by all. It says in verse 25, and the prisoners heard them. We have always a watching world around us. We have a listening world. And even more so in the midst of a very tumultuous and troubled world. I believe that people are looking out for the Church of Christ. What will we say? How will we pray? How shall we sing in the midst of these days? May our witness be as bright and as glorious as Paul and Silas. And although we go through experiences that trouble us, and we feel that if we are imprisoned on occasions in one respect or another, if we are at this midnight hour of our Christian life, yet may we pray and praise him as we should. And who knows who will be listening and watching around us and seeing such light and salt on display. May our faith be found at midnight.